Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And we welcome in to the home team in Hamilton show, head football coach of the Kennesaw State Owls, a man who has been certainly ready to go, Coach Brian Bohannon, joining us here on the home team in Hamilton show on the Bo Knows, brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Coach, thank you for joining us today. How have you been doing?
Good. We're, come Saturday, it'll be 448 days since we played a football game. So I think we're, the kids are tired of practicing. We're ready to go play a game. I tell them it's time for us to go run out of the tunnel. It's been a while.
Only six games makes this a unique schedule, a unique coaching challenge, a unique season. How will that be any different from a season that has more than six games?
Well, it's all unique. First of all, we're in the spring, and we didn't have our normal preseason camp routine, a lot of things we would normally do. So it's all a little bit different. But in all honesty, that's the times we're in. Everything's a little bit different. We've made some modifications along the way to get ready for the season. We know we're only playing six regular season games with the hope of four more postseason games. So we still prepare in the same manner. We just are being a little more really diligent about it, smart about it, knowing that, you know, we're also going to play another season in the fall. But we still got to go get ready and to play the standard that we believe we should play here. So it's definitely different, presents some different challenges, when you're in the spring and you're at a different time of year than you used to.
Coach, what are some of the things that you were able to get done this past fall to keep it kind of fresh and keep the guys engaged when knowing that they weren't playing any games? And were you able to get, a modified winter practice in while the rest of the nation was playing football?
Yeah, so the way we did it is we flipped semesters. So this fall, once we made the decision on what we were doing with our season, we went into where we would normally have, our regular fall schedule. We had our spring schedule. So we had we had 14 practices in the fall. Normally what we would do in the spring, we did it in the fall. So we had our off-season conditioning program. Then we went into some practices. We finished up right before Thanksgiving. We got 14 good practices in. I think it was very productive. I think especially for our young kids, our freshmen in the program, when you're establishing depth, we got those guys a lot of reps. And, so I think it was really positive. And then coming into preseason in the spring was different just because we didn't have camp. We started preseason. School had started. I think that's one thing we really missed. We've been practicing, and it's been a lot of practices. And I think that's the tough part. I think, trying to grind through the monotonous train of practices without a game, I think we'll be on practice 56 or 57 at some point without a game. And that's tough. That's tough to grind your way through that. But luckily this Saturday we got a game, and I know our kids are excited about it.
Kennesaw State head football coach Brian Bohannon joining us here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Advantages when you look down the road this season, certainly condensed, but you talked about the youth and what the young guys have to go through. When you talk about playing two seasons in a calendar year, how do you think that will benefit folks that'll have football the entire year on tap for this season and the season in the fall?
Yeah, we get to do something that's never been done. We get to compete for two championships in one calendar year. It's never been done. And we're going to accept that challenge. And we're doing things to help our kids, so they can manage that. We started that back before we ever started fall practice, find a way to manage what we're doing. And then, you talked about those young kids, especially, when you're playing football in a pandemic, everybody's got to be ready to play. And it doesn't matter if you're fourth team or first team or second team, you got to be ready to go. So hopefully that's helped the young guys be more locked in and prepare themselves as we continue to get ready for the spring season, knowing we have a fall season behind it.
Coach, will this six-game schedule be counted as an eligibility, a year of eligibility, or is it going to be like they have another year with even playing these six games? Say, for instance, the sophomores will get their sophomore season back?
Well, it's kind of like we played in the fall. We're just moving it to the spring. So it'll count as a year of eligibility. Now, really, everybody got an extra year of eligibility due to COVID.
Right.
So it will count as a season. It would have normally been in the fall. Now it's in the spring. But everybody really, if budget allows, everybody's got an extra year.
What about opening up at home? You guys get shorter to start the season coming up this week. What does that mean? It's been 64 weeks, as you were pointing out, since you guys have played a football game, and now you get one at home.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome to run, as I told our guys, to run out of the tunnel and go play a game, and especially playing at home. I'm not saying we're ready, but we're ready, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
We're not ready, but we need to go play. Just because it's been so long. As coaches, we're never ready. But we need to go play a game. I think it's really important. Our kids, they need to go play a game. We need to go play a game. Our fans need it. We need it. It's gonna be a great Saturday, and we're looking forward. We've got four home games scheduled this spring, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. We look forward to talking with you and watching the program get out there this spring, and certainly we wish you the best of luck and see if you guys can be 1-0 when next we meet.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open, Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.